hear the loud alarum bells, brazen bells. What a tale of terror now their turbulency tells. As Edgar Allan Poe does so well in his poem The Bells, he leads us first from hearing merriment and happiness to horror, despair, and melancholy in the music of the chimes. There comes a time when a certain sound, be it a cry, a wail, a whisper, or a voice from deep within, the listening ear cannot deny its meaning. We present to you, dear listeners, the final chapter of our four-part series of All Night Radio. The Reckoning Bell was taped live in New York City on March 31st, 2019.
Rex Arnold here, keeping you company on this rainy evening. Hope you're safe at home and off the roads tonight. Very slick driving out there with all these thunderstorms. Stay tuned if you dare. Coming up, we've got another rebroadcast of the classic spooky series, Cavern of the Three Crones. A perfect accompaniment to tonight's weather will begin shortly. At the sound of the tone, the time will be 11:30 p.m. We'll be right back with more music after these words.
Hey, Rex.
What is it, Frank?
It's already 11:30. Where is she?
Georgette? I'm sure she'll stumble in here at some point.
She was supposed to meet me at Phil's diner before my shift. She never showed. That's not like her.
I hate to tell you this, but that is like her. You just don't know her well enough.
I'm not buying it. Where the hell is she?
Maybe she's found another pharmacist.
I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear what you just said there, buddy.
When did you see her last?
This morning, about a half hour before she went on air.
Really? A half hour before she went on?
That's what I said. Get the curd out of your ears. Where the hell is she, dammit?
I'm sure she'll turn up somewhere, I'm sure.
What do you mean by that?
No double meaning there, chum. Just what I said.
I don't know why, but I just got this awful feeling. Something bad's happened to her.
Where do you get this awful feeling from?
I don't know. She rubs a lot of people the wrong way, I suppose.
You two seem to get on great.
She's swell company, sure. But you always seem to have a problem with that, don't you?
It's none of my business, Frank.
Finally, something we can agree on.
Great. We're going back on now, right?
We're back on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Rex Arnold here at the top of the hour. And you know what time it is, right, folks? Time for another visit down below to the Cavern of the Three Crones. Turn on the lights. Turn the lights down low. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this classic thrill fest from one of the golden annals of yesteryear. And now, our rebroadcast of The Cavern of the Three Crones.
Once again, to enter the bizarre world of the Cavern of the Three Crones, three satanic storytelling sisters, along with their feline minion Obsidian, invite you into a realm of mystery, murder, and the supernatural.
Shall we tell?
It appears before us now in the poison broth of the cauldron.
Stir it well.
Oh, it emerges now. Can you make out the title, my sisters? Mine eyes are not as sharp as yours.
Hi. yes. Here to be a tale called The Reckoning Bell.
Wait! Do you think this one might be a tad too horrible to tell?
If ye be weak of heart, turn, turn away now.
Turn away!
Turn away! They still be here, eh? Well, we warned ye. We warned ye.
Ma, Pa, it's Mr. Spence coming up the path.
Why, I declare, he looks something weary from toiling all day out there.
Well, open the door, by gum. Ma, make that man a mint julep. I reckon he must be parched from working out there under that boiling sun.
Oh, yes, Pa.
Here he is. Hello, Mr. Spence.
Well, how do you do, Colonel Brett, Mrs. Brett, Julia? I think me and my men are finished, ready to show you. Where's Todd?
Todd, sugar? Mr. Spence is here.
I know.
Well, he's been toiling all day to finish it, just the way she wanted.
I know.
I know it's unusual, but it is what she wanted.
I know.
You in particular, being her fiancé and all, don't you want to see it?
No, I never want to see it. I wish you never went through with it.
But it's what she wanted. She always talked about it from the time we was youngins.
If I said I don't want to see it.
I admit it is rather queer for a final request, but nothing was too good for our Georgette. I'm sorry, Mr. Spence. Todd has been positively wrathful in his grieving over our poor departed Georgie girl.
I'll never get over it. Never, I say.
Oh, well, now, why don't we all settle down in the parlor and let the men folk enjoy their juleps while Julia and I sip on a lemonade? I'm sure after a cool refreshment, we can all take a stroll on down and have a gander at Mr. Spence's handiwork. Here, Todd, have a...
Blast you!
Oh, Todd!
I said I don't want none of this. None of your mint juleps or your antiquated and morbid ways of grieving. Not this rotten old mansion full of memories.
Oh, there, there, Todd. It's all right. It's all right. You must remember, we are all hurting too. Georgette was the sun in the sky for us all. We all bathed in her light.
But now there's only darkness.
Todd, my boy, perhaps it's not my place to say so, but you need to cast aside your furor out of respect for this wonderful and most venerated clan that still wishes to keep you as part of its own. Come alone with me first, and I will show you the crypt. Its elegant Bordeaux granite exterior, its gold-trimmed marble entrance, the exquisite garden I planted with draping wisteria, bright begonias, and sweet-smelling magnolias, just like the one we placed in her hair at the moment of her final repose. Come, come with me, boy. You must see it. It's only a small step, but it's an important one.
And the bell? Where did you put that accursed bell?
Right where she asked me to place it, son. Over the door of the crypt.
It's just a bell, Todd. Nothing more.
A bell with a string attached to it. The other end of the string. The other end.
We placed it in her hand.
Just as she asked us, Todd.
Damn it! We've lost power. Frank! Frank! Frank, where are you?
The lights are out, the power is down, and our announcer Rex Arnold is feeling awfully alone and quite nervous. We'll check in on Rex in just a moment after this word from our sponsor, Wix.
I wonder who that could be. Oh, you again. Really, Edgar?
Oh, what have I told you, Allie? We're friends, pals. Come on, call me Eddie.
Oh, I don't know. Eddie Allan Poe doesn't sound quite as dignified. Now tell me, why are you rapping on my chamber door?
Well, I...
Is that black parrot on your shoulder going to keep...
Parrot? This is no parrot. No, it's a...
Yeah, she's quite an accessory. Now, what is it you want?
Well, once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of
Eddie,
forgotten lore...
Eddie, you're doing it again.
Doing what?
You're bloviating.
Bloviating?
Yep.
What does that even mean?
Bloviate, to talk at length, especially in an inflated or empty way.
I know what it means.
You rapped on my door for a reason, didn't you?
Eddie boy here is real bummed out about his lame website.
Oh, it's not that bad. I just wanted some advice.
It's got more pits than pendulums. Get what I mean?
I can't believe it. I'm getting henpecked by a crow.
I'm a raven.
And I'm a writer.
You're a hack.
A scribe.
A has-been.
A master.
In your own mind.
Hey, now cut all this out already. You guys aren't going to keep wasting my time like this, are you?
Sorry.
Good. So, you want a little telltale heart-to-heart advice on having the best website? I tell ya, just come on over to good old Wix.com.
Wix?
Yeah, Wix. Did you know over 140 million people use Wix for their websites? Heck, Fireside Mystery Theater has been a loyal Wix user for our own website since 2014. By the way, what are you looking to do with your online presence, Eddie?
Well, in addition to publishing some of my most beloved literary creations, I'm also looking to break big into the snack food industry. What do you think? Edgar Allan Poe Tato Chips. Can you see it, huh? No, you shut up!
Oh, who are we to belittle one's big dreams? Millions of businesses use Wix to create their websites. By using Wix, you get an all-in-one business solution to grow your online presence, instantly connect with your customers, manage all interactions in one place, use advanced business features, automate your work, and boost productivity. You can even take payments online. And use Wix's SEO Wiz for a personalized plan, so you can get your business easily found in search engines like Google and Bing.
Are you writing this down, Eddie?
Oh, I guess I should. But now I need something to write with. Oh, hey, I hope you don't mind. Be still. I need a quill.
Ah! Ah, you plucked me!
So, you were saying...
They've got tools for every business. E-commerce, music, hotels, events, restaurants, and so
premature
much...
Premature burial services? I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah, right.
Easy now. Listen, my fellow creatures of the night, there's no need for you to darken my chamber door when Wix is the best and easiest solution to create the most marvelous and effective website for your business. Take it from loyal Wix users like us, and you can even get a special deal of 10% off when you go to wix.com/podcast. That's wix.com/podcast for 10% off.
Oh, I'm sold. I'm all in. I'm putting all my chips on Wix.
So you might be giving up writing those creepy stories of yours then?
Of course not. Get this. I'm currently working on a thrilling tale about a guy who gets a job working as an usher at this falling house.
Huh. Yeah, I'd keep revising that one, guy. Well, let's not waste another minute. Now back to All Night Radio, The Reckoning Bell.
We've lost power, Frank!
I know, I could see that!
Doesn't the station have a backup generator?
No, they didn't want to spend the money to get one.
Ah, for Christ's sake!
I'm sure the power will come back on soon.
And what if it doesn't?
Would anyone care? Who the hell is listening anyway? It's kind of funny, though, huh?
What's funny, Frank?
The girl in that story. The name of the dead girl.
I thought you didn't pay attention to these old shows. That they're all crap.
You didn't notice? That the girl's name was Georgette?
She's still on your mind, is she?
It's been hours since I've seen her, Rex.
Well, maybe you should call the police.
No! I can't do that. What if my wife... I can't!
Then you'll have to sit this one out, Frank.
Oh, God, where is she?
You know, Frank, I'm starting to wonder why you keep asking that question.
What the hell are you talking about, Rex?
especially when I think you already know the answer.
Good Lord!
The bell!
It can't be!
Georgette! My Georgette!
You told me something earlier, Frank. Something that has been stuck in my craw since I heard you say it. You said the last time you saw Georgette was half an hour before she went on the air.
I did!
Have mercy. This defies the laws of God himself.
That's not possible, Frank. You were still blacked out from drinking all night. I saw you. I saw both of you. Only one of you was wide awake. She drank you under the table, chum. 0 for 5. She told me. I was with Georgette right until she went on the air, not you.
No! No, I misspoke, that's all.
Please, somebody make it stop.
Why don't you start telling me the truth, Frank?
Please, somebody stop that ringing.
You're screwy, Rex. All screwy.
Is she still alive, Frank? What did you do with her?
With who?
Georgie!
You might as well start talking now, Frank. You're going to do a lot more talking from this night forward.
So you want it straight, huh?
You can still give it to me straight without that knife in your hand, son.
She was gonna talk! Tell my wife! The station manager! If I didn't score more of those bills for her!
Todd, you mustn't go out there! What if...
She's been buried for weeks now! Her body must be...
Todd, don't!
So you killed her.
I didn't mean to! I tried to get her back off, but she wasn't having it! She's a miserable addict. No matter how many times I tried to explain it, I couldn't get those pills anymore. Nobody can. I called her at the station using a funny voice to try to put the scare into her, but she figured it out. It was me. She confronted me. We quarreled and...
Out came the knife.
Georgette, I'm coming to you. Todd, no. Don't you dare open that crypt door.
Out came the knife.
Knife away, Frank. You're already in deep enough.
I'm not going to jail, Rex.
Frank, don't!
So long, Rex.
My God. Frank, you poor wretch. Why'd you have to take the coward's way out?
Oh, what a tale! What a tale! Of course, you're familiar with that wench from beyond the grave.
You mean Georgette?
Sorry, doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, what's that obsidian, my furry fiend? There's no more sand in the hourglass. Time for us to go, eh?
But before we leave, what tale shall we reveal to our listeners next week, my sinister sisters?
A dastardly scoundrel on the run decides to end it all in next week's terrible tale, The Coward's Way Out.
Join me and my sisters next time as we take the trouble to bubble up the cauldron with another tale to chill your bones here at the Cavern of the Three Crowns.
The Cavern of the Three Crones is written and produced by Lawrence P. Woodsburg. In tonight's cast, you heard Kitty Culpine, Arthur Raymond, Buddy Diller, Phyllis Larson, Dolores Clay, and Paul Diamond. This is Ted Fortescue speaking.
Dream.
We present to you a bit of verse by our very own resident poet, Dr. David Linton.
Radio friend, driving through the dark of night by myself, it don't feel right. The headlights cut a path for me, though I'm alone, I don't feel free. It's lonely on the interstate, I hit the gas, I can't be late. I'm driving in an empty car, by morning light I must go far. I need some talk to stay awake, I don't have time to take a break. But only one arm's length away, there's one to help me make my way. I turn the knob and scan the dial, to ease me through another mile. And there he is, right there beside me, just like a god he wants to guide me. He tells me how and where to stop, and gives reports on season's crops, or where to buy the latest style, and where to stop and rest a while. If I can wait, then pretty soon, he just might play my favorite tune, the very best of rock and roll mixed in with lots of Motown soul. He'll hit the oldies from the past, the songs that make the time go fast, a touch of Bowie and Elvis too. The hits that thrilled me through and through, then Otis, Aretha, and old Chuck Berry. They always made this boy feel merry. He'd take a break to play a jingle. His deep bass voice would make me tingle. My DJ friend became a brother. While on the road, I'd want no other. I knew him well, but not at all. We'd pass as strangers in the hall. Before too long, he'd become my friend. But the signal's reach meant it had to end. As I entered a valley or ascended a hill, his voice took on static or faded until he left me abandoned. He took his songs too. But once again, I knew what to do. I hit a button and let it scan in search of another all-night man. And sure enough, with no hesitation, I pulled in yet another station. Another friend so I wouldn't feel lonely, who'd treat me like his one and only. Until at last I'm off the highway and pull into my private driveway. But just before I turn the key, I thank him for accompanying me. I know he'll wait there as my friend until I have to drive again.
And that was our final episode from All Night Radio, The Reckoning Bell. The WXRQ radio station cast includes Eric Davey Gislason as Rex Arnold, Michael Pate as Frank the Engineer, and Casey LaForest as Georgette Beverly. The Cavern of the Three Crones cast includes The Three Crones, played by Ali Silva, Mary Murphy, and Casey LaForest. James Kleinman as the announcer Ted Fortescue, Mary Murphy as Julia Brett, Ali Silva as Mrs. Brett,
Alan LaForest as Colonel Brett, David Linton as Mr. Spence, and James Kleinman as Todd. The song "With My Eyes Wide Open, I'm Dreaming" by Harry Revel and Matt Gordon was performed by Martina Da Silva, accompanied by Nico Slater. "The Reckoning Bell" was written by Silben Sandovar and directed by the team of Silva and Rodriguez. All Night Radio was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score is improvised and performed by Nico Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Brontes Shane Orengo. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. In our Fireside Bag of Tricks, we've created something extra special called the Patreon Playlet. The Patreon Playlet is an audio treat of bonus content that is not released on our regular podcast feed, but made exclusively for our Patreon patrons. The Patreon Playlet for this latest series of All Night Radio episodes is a fun tidbit that will not only add to your enjoyment of the whole series, but may shed some light on the fate of one of our main characters. It's called Mind Your AM, P's and Q's, and it's available only for patrons at the $5 or more per month sustainer levels. But you know, as little as a dollar or two or more a month would provide vital support for what we do and help us to achieve our future goals. And there are all sorts of special perks for it too. A postcard from Sunken Harbor, exclusive discounts on our merch, a personalized audio thank you from a fabulous cast member, a super cool limited edition lapel pin. We've got perks for all different monthly sustainer levels. Check them out and become an FMT Patreon patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or just follow the link from our website. As ever, we are so grateful for any support you give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. Hey, if you like what we do, a kind rating and review on Apple Podcasts is a lovely way to support us without spending a penny. And if you've already left us a rating and review, we thank you most kindly. Join us for our next live taping at the Slipper Room on Sunday, May 26th at 5 p.m. We'll be giving some of your favorite stories the Fireside Mystery Treatment in Fireside Fairy Tales. Get those tickets now at slipperroom.com or follow the link from our website. We've had a lot of fun with our all-night radio series, and we hope you have too. In our own twisted way, we pay tribute and homage to the old-time radio theater that continues to inspire and thrill us. If you are interested in digging into some real classics and the fantastic history of the genre, we suggest you check out Breaking Walls. Breaking Walls is a fascinating long-form documentary podcast that does deep dives into the history of American radio drama. Listen to episode 84, The Simple Art of Macabre, which traces the history of dramatic radio's horror, mystery, and suspense shows. Or episodes 89, 90, and 91, which tell the story of dramatic radio's adult Western, which continues to influence the Western genre today with shows like Deadwood. All shows are available at thewallbreakers.com and everywhere else you listen to podcasts. This is your friendly announcer, Ali Silva, signing off, with a reminder to mind the shadows.